Translation purport by His Divine Grace, C.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The purport is very long, so tune in and don't turn out. Tune out. Tune in and stay tuned in. It's long. Translation. Now is the time to invoke the mode of goodness of the living entities who have accepted material bodies. Brahma speaking. The mode of goodness is meant to establish the Supreme Lord's will, rule, which will maintain the existence of the creation. Therefore, this is the opportune moment to take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He is naturally very kind and dear to the demigods. He will certainly bestow good fortune upon us. Purport. The material world is conducted by the three modes of nature, namely Sattvagun, Rajagun, and Tamagun. By Rajagun, everything material is created. By Sattvagun, everything material is maintained properly. And by Tamagun, when the creation is improperly situated, everything is destroyed. From this verse, we can understand the situation of Kali Yuga, through which we are now passing. Just before the beginning of Kali Yuga, or in other words, at the end of the Dwapara Yuga, Lord Sri Krishna appeared and left His instructions in the form of the Bhagavad Gita, in which He asked all living entities to surrender unto Him. Since the beginning of Kali Yuga, however, people have practically been unable to surrender to the lotus feet of Krishna, and therefore, after some 5,000 years, Krishna came again, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just to teach the entire world how to surrender unto Him, unto Sri Krishna, and thus be purified. Surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna means achieving complete purification. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva dharmam parikyat yaham bhammikam sharanam bhajam aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshi yasyami ma suchaha. Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear. Thus, as soon as one surrenders unto the lotus feet of Krishna, one certainly becomes freed from all contamination. Kali Yuga is full of contamination. This is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam 12.3.51. Kalir Doshanidi Rajan Asti Eko Mahagunaha Kirtana Vikrishnasya Bukta Sangam Parambhuja Sisi Radha Gokula Nanda Sitaram Laksman Hanumanji Kornitai Kija. Kalir Doshanidi Rajan Asti Eko Mahagunaha Kirtana Eva Krishnasya Bukta Sangam Parambhuja. This age of Kali is full of unlimited faults. Indeed, it's just like an ocean of faults, dosa nidi. But there is one chance, one opportunity, kirtana eva krishnasya mukta sangha param vrajat. Simply by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, one can be freed from the contamination of Kali Yuga and, in his original spiritual body, can return home back to Godhead. This is the opportunity of Kali Yuga. When Krishna appeared, He gave His orders, and when Krishna Himself appeared as a devotee, as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He showed us the path by which to cross the ocean of Kali Yuga. That is the path of the Hare Krishna movement. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared, He ushered in the era of the Sankirtan movement. It is also said that for 10,000 years, this era will continue. This means that simply by accepting the Sankirtan movement and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, the fallen souls of this Kali Yuga will be delivered. After the battle of Kurukshetra, at which Bhagavad Gita was spoken, Kali Yuga continues for 432,000 years, of which only 5,000 years have passed. Thus, there is still a balance of 427,000 years to come. Of these 427,000 years, the 10,000 years of the Sankirtan movement inaugurated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years ago provide the opportunity for the fallen souls of Kali Yuga to take to the Krishna conscious movement, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and thus be delivered from the clutches of material existence and return home back to Godhead. Chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra is potent always, but it is especially potent in this age of Kali. Therefore, Sukadeva Goswami, while instructing Maharaj Parikshit, stressed this chanting of the Hare Krishna Mantra, Kaler Dosha Nidhi Rajan Asti Eko Mahagunaha Kirtana Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sangam Parambajet. My dear King, although Kali Yuga is full of faults, there is still one good quality about this age. It is that simply by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one becomes free from material bondage and be promoted to the transcendental kingdom. 12.3.51 from the Bhagavatam. Those who have accepted the task of spreading the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra in full Krishna consciousness should take this opportunity to deliver people very easily from the clutches of material existence. Our duty, therefore, is to follow the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preach the Krishna conscious movement all over the world very sincerely. This is the best welfare activity for the peace and prosperity of human society. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement consists of spreading Krishna Sankirtan. Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. All glories to Sri Krishna Sankirtan. Why is it so glorious? This has also been explained by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaito Darpanam Marjanam. By the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one's heart is cleansed. The whole difficulty is that in the age of Kali, there is no sattva gun and no clearance of the heart, and therefore people are making the mistake of identifying with their bodies. Even the big philosophers and scientists with whom we deal are practically all under the impression that they are their bodies. The other day, we were discussing a prominent philosopher, Thomas Huxley, who was proud of being an Englishman. This means that he was in the bodily conception of life. Everywhere, we find this same misunderstanding. As soon as one is in the bodily conception of life, one is nothing but an animal, like a cat or a dog. Sa eva go karaha. Thus, the most dangerous of all dirty things within the heart is the misidentification of the body as the self. Under the influence of this misunderstanding, one thinks, I am this body, I am an Englishman, I am an Indian, I am an American, I am a Hindu, I am a Muslim. This misconception is the strongest impediment and must be removed. That is the instructions of Bhagavad Gita and of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Indeed, Bhagavad Gita begins with this instruction. Dehino smin yata dehe kovaram yovaram jara tata dehantara praptir diras tata namuyanti. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change. And that is from Bhagavad Gita 2.13. Although the soul is within the body, nevertheless, because of misunderstanding and animal propensity, one accepts the body as the self. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says, Chaito Darpanam Marjanam. To cleanse the core of the heart, which is full of misunderstanding, is possibly only through Harinam Sankirtan, Sri Krishna Sankirtan. The leaders of the Krishna conscious movement should very seriously take this opportunity to be kind to the fallen souls by delivering them from the misunderstanding of material life. One cannot be happy in any way within this material world. As stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Abrahma Bhuvana Loka Purna Avritu Arjuna. From the highest planet in this material world down to the lowest, all are places of misery wherein repeated birth and death take place. Therefore, not to speak of going to the moon, even if one is promoted to the highest planetary system, Brahmaloka, there cannot be any happiness in this material world. If one actually wants happiness, one must go to the spiritual world. The material world is characterized by a struggle for existence, and survival of the fittest is the well-known principle. But the poor souls of this material world do not know what is survival and who is fit. Survival does not mean that one should die. Survival means that one should not die, but should enjoy an everlasting blissful life of knowledge. This is survival. The Krishna conscious movement is meant to make every person fit for survival. Indeed, it is meant to stop the struggle for existence. Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita give definite directions on how to stop the struggle for existence and how to survive in eternal life. The Sankirtan movement, therefore, is a great opportunity. Simply by hearing Bhagavad Gita and chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, one becomes completely purified. Thus, the struggle for existence ceases, and one goes back home, back to Godhead. End of purport. Om Agyan Timidandasya Gena Jena Salakaya Chaksu Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bistam Saptitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swam Vedanti Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityanand Jaya Dvaita Gadadhar Sivasiddhi Gaur Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Hare, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So Prabhupada put everything in that purport. Pretty much we get an understanding. We say chant, chant, and chant. And people say, can't, can't, can't. No time. Too many things to do. Too many places to go. Too many people to meet. Too busy. Therefore, although the process is so easy, the Hare Krishna, the process of attaining pure love of God is easy. Simple. It's, Prabhupada said, simple for the simple, complex for the complex. So, if it has a simple heart, that's why the highest devotees are the gopis. What are they? They're simple cowherd girls. So, they village. They have cows. They milk cows. They make butter. But they love Krishna. And they're always chanting the glories of Krishna. So it really doesn't take a lot of, what we say, intellectual prowess. All it takes is a little understanding of how to arrange your life in such a way that you understand what's important in life. And that's the whole thing. As long as the bodily conception of life exists, we focus on these things. We make our focus on fulfilling the needs of the body. And if the body becomes fulfilled, if the mind becomes somewhat satisfied, we think that's happiness. Sometimes Prabhupada would say, if a man can sit down and eat a nice meal, he thinks, I'm happy. This is happiness in Kali Yuga. But there's more to life than simply satisfying the senses. In fact, the senses can never be satisfied. That's why it says this material world is always miserable, because satisfaction never lasts. It's gone within, as fast as it goes, as fast as it comes, as fast as it goes. It's gone very fast. So here, Prabhupada gives the process. And it's amazing. I was reading this purport and I was thinking, I never saw this before. This verse from the 12th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd chapter, Prabhupada mentions it twice in the purport. It's hard to find Prabhupada's purports where he mentions the same verse twice. There are a few purports like that. But he wants to emphasize this verse. Because in this age of Kali, it means there's so many difficulties. Wherever way you turn, there's problems. Personal level, the mind is always giving us trouble. The body, if the minds are right, the body's breaking down. The bodies are right, the mind is not happy. One of the two are usually giving us some problems, or both of them sometimes at the same time. And then if that's okay for a little while, then friends and relatives are not working now so good. There's a problem there. And then you need money, because that's the whole thing, right? Money's the honey. You got to pay the bills, and you got to stay up with the Joneses. That means you got to keep up with the pace of material life. So there's such a struggle, hard struggle in this age. We've complicated life so much, and there's so many problems. That's why this verse is dosha nidi. Nidi means ocean, and dosha means faults. An ocean is a very huge body of water. I was looking, we were on the Atlantic last year on the boat cruise. I guess, so how many of you went to the boat cruise last year? And did you ever go to the side and just look out? And all you can see is like ocean. That's all you see. It's like anywhere you look, it's just ocean all around. There's nothing else. And you can't even imagine how deep it is either. It's probably, well, of course, it's not as deep as it is wide, but it's very deep also. Unlimited. So sometimes when we try to emphasize something that is great in this world, we compare it to an ocean. You can take 1 billion gallons of water out of the ocean, and the ocean looks the same. It doesn't change. So there is an ocean of faults in this age. There's so many problems. But there's one bright light. It's not only a bright light. It's like a huge spotlight that simply can destroy all the faults in this age. And that is the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada mentions that when Krishna came, he said, Sarva Dharma Pariksita. He said, surrender. And Prabhupada gives some concessions due to the fallen nature of this age. He says, people can't surrender to Krishna. Of course, sometimes we say they don't want to surrender to Krishna. But Prabhupada's a little nicer in this purport. He says they can't. So the Lord realizes they can't for whatever reason. And then he comes again. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and makes the process really easy. He doesn't even talk about surrender. The same Krishna, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahyanya. You take Radha and Krishna and you combine them in one form, that's Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not only is he Krishna, but he has all the sentiments of Srimati Radharani and her bhav, her love. So that's the complete manifestation of the Godhead. And he's come in this age to teach and to demonstrate. What did he do? Kirtan. That's all he did. He said to his devotees, you know, he said, we're doing kirtan during the day, but you know what we're doing at night? We're sleeping. This is a waste of time. So he said, let's begin. Srivas, in your house, every night we'll have kirtan. But this will be a special kirtan. It'll not just be for everyone. Only for those who are very, very deep in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, who are very intimate devotees of the Lord, can appear in this kirtan. But the Lord, at the end of the day, would go to the house of Srivas with some of his intimate associates and perform kirtan throughout the whole night. And when the sun would come up, that was the end of the kirtan. And then they would take a little prasadam, a little rest, and then they begin the day again, going out and chanting. So that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, Lord Nityananda really couldn't maintain separation from the Lord. He wanted to be with Lord Chaitanya. So he left Navadvipa to come to Puri to be with Lord Chaitanya. And he stayed for some time, and then Lord Chaitanya told him, you know, we've come to spread the Yuga Dharma, and I'm here. You should go back to Navadvipa and do the same. So Nityananda took that instruction on his head, and he left. And he gathered all his associates, because he's a cowherd boy. He's Balaram. Brajendra Nandanaye, Sachi Suta Hoilo Se Balaram Hoilo Nitai. The Balaram and Nityananda are non-different. And they're so non-different that the scriptures say, if you think they're two persons, you're an atheist. The word pasandi is used to describe. But there's no difference than Balaram and Nityananda. They are the same person in two forms, that's all. But Nityananda has a certain element of mercy. And that element of mercy is that he's trying to glorify Lord Chaitanya by spreading the Sankirtan everywhere. So he left with his Gopals, and they started to go. And they were chanting and chanting and chanting, heading towards Navadvipa. And they got so lost in Kirtan that they didn't even know which way they were going. And then they realized, we're lost. And then they looked around, and then they asked someone, which way is it to Navadvipa? They said, oh, you're in the wrong direction. You have to go 6 miles that way. So they went the other way. And then, absorbed in the kirtan again, after some time again they were lost. And then they asked again, which way to Navadvipa? They said, follow the path to the Ganga. And that's 20 miles that way to get to the Ganga. So finally they got to the outskirt of Navadvipa, in the house of Raghava Pandit, and Lord Nityananda began kirtan there. Raghava Pandit came out, seeing the Lord and all his associates. He garlanded the Lord with some nice garlands. And then Nityananda said, you know, Raghava, give me a garland of kadamba flowers. And Raghava Pandit said, what do you mean kadamba flowers? There's no kadamba flowers this time of year. It's not the season. Lord Nityananda said, just go in your backyard and see what you can find. And he went back, and on the lemon tree, there were kadamba flowers. He was amazed. So he started picking all these kadamba flowers and made a nice garland for Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda was happy. And then everyone started to smell the fragrance of Dhammanaka flowers, which only are in the area of Jagannath Puri. And then some people could understand, I think Lord Chaitanya is also here. Because it says, wherever Lord Nityananda is dancing, Lord Chaitanya is personally present. That's one of the four places he's always present. He's always places in the house of Sachi Mata when she cooks. He's always at the house of Raghava Pandit when Raghava Pandit distributes his prasadam. He's always there where Lord Nityananda is dancing. And he's one more place. Srivasanga, yeah. At the house of Srivasa, performing kirtan. So Lord Chaitanya cannot stay away from a good kirtan. In fact, he's present. It says that when you have a fenceless kirtan, Lord Chaitanya appears in that kirtan, wherever you are. In other words, you may not be able to see him, but if you have the transcendental vision, he's there. You can perceive him. And if you're really purified, you can actually see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the kirtan. So when offense is kirtan, Lord Chaitanya is so eager for kirtan. So Lord Nityananda was chanting and dancing, and then they continued at the house of Raghava Pandit. And they had a kirtan for 3 months. 3 months. Vrindavan Das Thakur mentions in Chaitanya Bhagavat, the kirtan went on for 3 full months without stopping. They became mad in ecstasy of love of God that they were starting to uproot trees. These trees, small trees. And they were picking up the trees and dancing with the trees. Sometimes we see in our kirtans, devotees do the craziest things. Sometimes we're not sure if it's ecstasy or not, but sometimes it is. And the devotees were dancing with trees, and other devotees were climbing these big trees, and they were dancing on the branches, and they were going all the way out to the ends where the twigs were, and dancing on the end of the twigs, and the twigs were not breaking. Amazing. And some were diving off the tree. One devotee dove off and said, "I am Angada." Boom! He dove off. The monkey soldier in the Ram's army. That was a mad kirtan. Jaipataka Maharaj, when he talks about this pastime, he really gets into it and he just like describes it in great detail. It was just, I don't know all the details, but even some of the villagers that were watching the kirtan became drawn into the kirtan and they started to dance. And some of the little kids from the kirtan, from the village, started to dance in the kirtan, and they were picking up trees themselves and dancing with the trees. It was a mad kirtan. For 3 months it went on. So this is Lord Nityananda's kirtan. So they say the safest place in the material world is in kirtan. Maya cannot touch you. Jai Sisi Radha Gokulananda ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Gornatai ki jai. I was told, of course I never saw it, but there's a class of Vaishnavas somewhere in India. They dance, and when they dance, they put their hands on their hips like this, and they dance in a defiant way, you know, defiant, like, you know. And they're defying Maya. They're saying, "All right, come and get me. Try to touch me. Can't get me." In other words, they're showing that in kirtan, nothing can touch you. And that's the complete shelter, is it the holy name in Harinam Sankirtan. Krishna Varnam Tvasa Krishna Sangupanga Saparshitam Yagnai Sankirtanai Praya Yajanti Hisumedasa. People are very eager sometimes, pious people, religious people, are very eager to perform sacrifices. They do pujas and punyas and various types of homas and vratas. But it says that these, not even if you do 100 Aswamedha yagyas, to do an Aswamedha yagya is not easy. Prithu Maharaj did 99 of them, and he was a great soul. The only one that ever did 100 Aswamedha yagyas was Lord Indra. That's a whole other story. But Aswamedha yagya is a big yagya, and that's for the benefit of the people in general. If you do 100 Aswamedha yagyas, it doesn't equal the pure chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Even one mantra is better than all the yagyas put together. So therefore, in this verse, yagnai sankirtana prayai, that the word yagya is there. This is the only yagya in this age, is to perform sankirtan. We just came back from Radha Desh Mellows. Did anybody go? Radha Desh Mellows? You did? On the internet. Well, that's almost going. It's going, too. And we had a 16-hour straight kirtan on Sunday. 16 hours from 10 o'clock a.m. to 2 o'clock in the morning of the following day. And it was, you know, when you're done, you're thinking, wow! But to stay in the kirtan for 16 hours is not easy. Because, you know, you're thinking, all right, let's do it. And you're in there for a 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, and then all of a sudden the stomach goes, what about me? You can't forget me. I'm hungry. And the mind gets a little restless sometimes. But if you stay in it, you get really... I actually heard Madhava Prabhu lead a kirtan. I was there in New Rajadam. He led one kirtan straight for 4 hours and 13 minutes. Sivaram Maharaj clocked it. 4 hours and 13 minutes he sang without stopping. So that's the taste. That means you got a taste for the holy name. We want that taste. That taste is what we want. But to do it, therefore, we have to stay in it. Stay in the kirtans. Chant the holy names. Prabhupada writes that sometimes, you know, in our Krishna consciousness, things just don't go our way, or we have problems. And Prabhupada said, don't get disturbed. Just sit down and chant. That's all. If we just chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, all your problems will go away. It'll go away. But it's too easy. At least it seems to be easy. But to keep the mind chanting after a while, the mind gets restless, right? Oh, let me do something else. Who's this guy he's trying to chant all the time? You know, the mind saying to you, come on, you know, be real. You're a fanatic. Don't be a fanatic. Right? We get that kind of information from the mind. But the great souls, they can't stop chanting. They chant 24 hours a day. There was that one devotee in Jagannath Puri. We don't remember his name. But he couldn't stop chanting. He was chanting all the time. And then one day, he was thinking, you know, every day I go take care of nature and I bring the Maha Mantra with me. That's not so good. I should stop that. But how can I stop that? Because I can't stop chanting. He's thinking like this. So he decided to hold his tongue. Grabbed, you know, physically. And he's walking, going to take care of nature. And this little boy, 10 years old, comes up to him and says, Hey, Bubba, what are you doing? And he says, you know, I can't stop chanting, but I shouldn't bring the holy name because the holy name is pure to this dirty place. The little boy said, don't worry. The holy name can never be contaminated. It purifies everything. Just keep chanting. There's no offense. So he started, and the man accepted. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in that area, and he heard this little boy speaking like that. And he said to him, he came up to the boy, what's your name? He said, my name is Gopal. He said, I give you a new name. You're called Gopal Guru. Because you are actually a guru. You're actually teaching the highest philosophical principle. To always remember Krishna by chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So in this age of Kali, we were bombarded with difficulties. Just chant. That's all. Just chant. They say, chant when you sleep, chant when you wake up, chant when you're fighting with your wife or husband. Just chant. Just chant Hare Krishna. That's all. And Prabhupada really gives a lot of emphasis in this age. He said, if we can purify our consciousness simply by that chanting of the Hare Krishna. In this verse, Kirtana Eva Krishnasya, what is it saying? Mukta Sangam Param Bhajat. Mukta Sangam means one becomes purified. Param Bhajat means they enter into the spiritual consciousness, the spiritual world. So everything is there in the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And we have to take it seriously and make it. Sometimes, like this morning, I was having a really hard time chanting this morning. And I'm thinking, I don't know what it is. I think the body and mind was just rebelling for some reason. But I just said, I'm going to chant anyway. I don't care what you say, mind. I don't care what you say, body. You're always giving me the wrong information anyway. So I just kept chanting, and it didn't get any better. But I chanted. That's the thing is, I kept chanting because what else is there to do? It's just like, what are you going to do? You can't relieve the pain by doing something different. Even if you get the pain, at least you're in the best possible situation. Always chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Therefore, the highest religious principle, which is mentioned in the Mahabharata, but it's read within the Chaitanya Charitamrita, is to always remember Krishna 24 hours a day and never forget Krishna 24 hours a day. So that takes practice. But the holy name is everything. There's nothing greater than the holy name. Iti sodasakam nam nam. Kali Kamasanasanam Natana Paratyopayo Sarva Vedashu Drishate. This is spoken by Lord Brahma. It's from the Kali Santara Upanishads. And he says that after searching through all the Vedic literature, one cannot find a more sublime and direct process for self-realization in this age than chanting these 16 names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Now sometimes people who are coming from the Vedic culture, they challenge, they say, where in the Shastras does this say this? Where in the Bhagavad Gita does this say that we should chant Hare Krishna? Somebody came up to me in Boston. I was in Boston in December, and I said, where in the Bhagavad Gita does Krishna say chant Hare Krishna? And I turned to 9:14 in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says, Satatam kirtayam tomam yatantastat yadam. Always chanting my glories. And he said, oh, really? I never saw that verse before. And it's what Prabhupada said. Prabhupada said the same thing when he was asked, where in the Gita? He said, this is the verse. Krishna says, always chanting my glories. These are great souls. And sometimes people say, what is this Hare Krishna? It's Hare Rama first. Right? You ever hear that one? Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. There are sadhus, great saints, who propagate that this is the way to chant the Maha Mantra. And so Prabhupada said, when you're chanting, it doesn't matter. Because it's just going one after another anyway, right? But then he also clarified it another way by saying, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did it this way. So therefore, as followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we remain loyal to his process. And therefore, we chant Hare Krishna first, like that. So sometimes people criticize like that. So everything is there in the holy name. And Prabhupada also mentions in this purport that the bodily conception of life is so strong. There was one devotee who was preaching to this one personality, man and a woman, and he was telling him, you're a spirit soul, you're a soul, you're not this body. And the lady was responded, I know I'm a soul, but I'm a female soul. And he's a male soul, my husband. So, you know, people get so much caught in the bodily concept of life, they even think, of course, the soul does have spiritual gender, but it's not the same as the body. You may be a man in this life, but you may have an internal relationship with Krishna in the spiritual world as a gopi, and vice versa. You may be a lady here, and you may be a cowherd boy. So, the soul does have gender, but it's not material. It's simply a relationship with Krishna for loving exchange, that's all. Like that. So the bodily conception of life is very, very strong. It's hard to get out of it. But if we chant the holy Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Both japa and kirtan. Some people like to chant kirtan because kirtan you get an immediate rush, right? Japa, well, you know, japa, them. That's for the old guys, you know. That went out with, you know, Ekadasi, japa, you know. So, you know, people say that sometimes. But Iyengar, who is known as one of the king of kirtans, said that, you know, japa and kirtan support each other. By doing kirtan, your enthusiasm and your quality of japa will increase, and vice versa. When you're doing japa, your enthusiasm and your ability to perform kirtan will also. So they feed each other. And also the instructions of the spiritual teachers that we should follow the process of chanting on beats 16 rounds. When Prabhupada was asked, what is your most important instruction? Prabhupada responded, my most important instruction to my disciples is to every day they chant 16 rounds on beads without fail. On beads. I remember back in the old days, there was one, he's a very senior devotee now, but he was with me in New Vrindavan, and he had lost his japa beads. And Prabhupada was there. So he was thinking, I'm just going to chant on my fingers. He was chanting on his fingers, and Prabhupada gave a lecture right after that. And Prabhupada said, you chant Hare Krishna, and you take your beads, and you count like this. He made the motion. You put the bead down like this. And then that devotee told me, I think Prabhupada was talking directly to me. I should get some counterbeats. What is that verse from the Sat Goswami Astaka? Huh? Sankyapurnam. Yeah, Sankyapurnam. Sankya means count. Even the six Goswamis, they were always chanting, but still they kept a record of counting. Srila Haridas Thakur chanted 333,333 names every day. And Prabhupada said, if you chant 333,333 names every day for 1 month, plus 10 more names, that is equal to 10, that is equal to 10 million names. Because when the prostitute tried to tempt Haridas, he said, I have to fulfill my vow. I made a vow to chant 10 million names this month, so please be patient. So he was chanting. And she was listening. And on the third day, she was also chanting. Because hearing the chanting from the lips of a pure soul, one becomes purified. And she started to begin chanting. And that prostitute, although she was a prostitute, she started to chant 333,333 names every day. She was chanting on the same level, the same numerical level as Srila Haridas Thakur. So, and Prabhupada says in this purport, here's the way to preach in this age. Give people a chance to chant Hare Krishna, that's all. You meet somebody, carry mantra cards with you. You meet somebody, say, you know, you get a little friendly, you can give them a card. Say, here, chant this, you get free from all your distress, your anxiety. Chant. I remember we saw this one, was on New Year's Eve in America, one city. And the devotees were out at midnight, because people get out at midnight and they get drunk, you know. So the devotees were chanting kirtan, and people were out all over the streets. So some of the people joined the kirtan, because they were thinking, this is a real party, you know. Hey, we don't get much party out here, but we try. So this one, the camera focused in on this one person, and he says to his friend, what are they saying? He said, I don't know, but it's really nice. They don't even know what they're, you know, sometimes they can't figure it out, but it's great. So the holy name is so powerful. And Lord Chaitanya has invested everything in this part. So therefore, all our success in devotional service is based on the chanting of the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram